Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We offer flexible 8-week courses to fit your busy work schedule and budget. And CBU has options to count work experience toward your degree, which saves you money. Contact us today at 901-321-3291 or visit cbu.edu/CAPS. That's cbu.edu/CAPS or 901-321-3291. Work on your degree while you work.
Here at James Gaddis Jewelers, we're not only here for special occasions, we're your every occasion jewelry store. Hi, this is James Gaddis, inviting you to shop with us when you're looking for diamonds, bridal, engagement rings, or anniversary gifts. That's our specialty. You can also depend on us to find something special for any occasion. We have an extensive selection of gemstones, pearls, watches, and designer jewelry, and we create custom design pieces as well. We want to be your family's jewelry store. James Gaddis Jewelers, Poplar and Mendenhall.
Mercedes-Benz of Memphis doesn't just have employees. They have families, more than 90 of them, actually. So if you want to own a vehicle that you'll love and deal with a family-owned business that treats people like people, not like customers, this is Gary Parrish encouraging you to go visit Mercedes-Benz of Memphis at 5389 Poplar. I own a Mercedes. Favorite car I've ever driven. Once you have one, you'll never want anything else. And though it's obviously a luxury vehicle, trust me, they're more affordable than most think. Better yet, don't trust me. Go see for yourself. 5389 Poplar is the address. That's Mercedes-Benz of Memphis, our city's original Mercedes dealership.
There's a lot of famous Joes out there. Heck, there's even a lot of average Joes out there. But in the auto collision repair business, there's no one more famous than Joe Stewart Body Shop. Family owned since 1969 with an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating, Joe Stewart specializes in the luxury lines like Mercedes, BMW, Jaguar, Land Rover, Acura, Honda, but they can make any vehicle shine like new again. And they've been voted a Memphis Most Best Auto Body Collision Repair 7 years running by the Commercial Appeal. Call 901-323-2296 in Memphis or 901-850-0022 in Collierville or visit online at joestewartbodyshop.com.
It's so on point, like it's so musically correct.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness, this is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Drive me crazy, she gonna make me psycho. Everything I've been through, something only I know. Trying to stay up on my iPhone, told my bitch I love you, that was just a typo. Drive me crazy, hey. She gon' make me psycho, hey. Everything I've been through, hey. Something only I know. Hey, I'm a legend just like Michael. My bitch is ungrateful, so I'm out with my side hoe. She gon' treat me different, I should make her my hoe. She
don't need no... In the market for a new vehicle, that's where you need to go. They got them all out there on the lot. They got small SUVs, they got large SUVs, they got compact cars, luxury cars, trucks, vans, sedans, whatever it is you need, they got you out there on the lot. Price starting at just $29.99. They got the 2020 Jeep Gladiators. They're amazing cars. Go see for yourself. They're located in South Haven on Goodman Road, or you can check out the whole inventory, find what you're looking for on the web, LandersMemphis.com. And remember, if it doesn't say Landers, you paid too much.
All right, everybody, at this time we do the rundown. Let's get to it.
Now, it's the rundown. The biggest stories from Jason and John. Everything y'all need on 92.9 FM ESPN. First story.
Memphis Grizzlies. You guys heard Brian Windhorst. Almost must-see TV at this point. He says they are must-see TV at this point, specifically Ja Morant. Grizzlies, John, looking to make it a perfect 6-0 homestand tonight. In the process, extend their winning streak to an NBA best 8 games. They've won 7 in a row. And I say tonight, obviously, this game tips off this afternoon at 4 p.m. against the Pelicans. A Pelicans team that's slick, playing well, won 9 of its last 13 games. No Zion Williamson, which at one point last week we certainly all hoped, and there were reports out that Zion was going to get that debut against Utah before this game, maybe have a chance. That obviously got pushed back. What is it, January 22nd now? It's this week Zion is making his debut. Will not be this game. That's okay, because if you are a Memphis Grizzlies fan, all you're worried about right now is just continuing this role that you are on and winning. Monday's game is obviously the celebration of the 18th annual MLK game here. It'll be on TNT. And if you you saw on Friday night, they handled the Cavs, a game that John Martin was at, 113-109. Yes. We were both at, both had a good time.
Great
and
time.
I know you got hung up on that Ja Morant pass in the air behind the back.
Oh, my God.
Even with Jaren not finishing it.
I don't care about
you're
that.
You're still stuck on it. It was fantastic.
Did Jaren let his teammate down? Absolutely. But we're not going to focus on that.
Well, he hadn't done much of that this year.
No,
letting
not.
Anybody down.
No, he's not.
He's broken through.
But if he had finished that.
Yeah. It'd have been
it would have been everywhere.
It already felt like it was from a bunch of different angles, but to your point, would have taken over the world.
Yeah, like it would have been. You would not have been able to escape it, you know, because, you know, for whatever reason, you know, it doesn't show up in the box score, right? So it's not like, unless you were watching the game, you wouldn't have known about it. Like, you wouldn't have, it's not even in the stat sheet. Like, there's no, like, whatever, like, you know, so that play, honest to God, it's something that CJ would try to do in 2K, but maybe not be able to do.
Dude, they've changed. It feels like they've changed his. I know they can make him better.
They can update his ratings.
We were just playing it yesterday, so you got me all in it now. But his moves have changed.
Yes.
He's doing different stuff, man. I'm telling you, he did like a 360 the other day, almost, and it's like they've added to it, bro.
They probably have.
He's up to an 84 now. I think he started at 79, and you just wonder how high he's going to get before they're done.
I think he's going to be in the 90s by the time the season's over.
That game's crazy how really. Anyway, Dylan Brooks in that one against Cleveland, the game we were both out. I wanted to talk about this real quickly. Had 26 points, moved them to 13-0. When he scores 20 or more, it's becoming one of the most consistent things in the NBA. You know, John mentioned the behind the back pass in the air that we all marveled at. Ja Morant had 16 and 8 assists in that game. I want to tell you that Jonas had 18 rebounds in that one as well. But a fantastic win for them in the sense that you lost to Cleveland 114-107 up there, and you learned the lessons. They were up by as many as 21 points in the fourth quarter. It got a little tight there late, but really. You know, Grizzlies were going to get this one way or the other. I did want to read this Tim McMahon stat to you. As the Grizzlies move up a spot to 14th, if you can believe it, in the NBA's power rankings that are on over at ESPN, the power rankings that they do. But listen to this. In this 14-6 run, okay, since Ja's been back from the back contusion.
Yep.
Memphis has averaged 115.5 points per 100 possessions with that duo over with Jaren and Ja, okay?
Yep.
That number would rank second among teams in the offensive ratings this season. What they've done over the last 20 games would rank second in the NBA in terms of offense this season, offensive rating this season. That's phenomenal, okay? Before that, they were 25th.
Yep.
So they're a team that is coming together offensively. You see it. Dylan Brooks is almost giving it to you every night as sort of that third piece. Sometimes he steps up and he's the second or the first piece. He's been fantastic in terms of his consistency. And, again, you'll start this week off really 3 out of 4 of these games. And you might even count the Boston game. I'm not counting it because it's up there. But 3 of the 4 games the Grizzlies got this week, starting today with New Orleans. They're at Boston on Wednesday, at Detroit on Friday. Last I looked, that was like a team in about the 8th spot in the East, not playing very well other than Derrick Rose. And then Phoenix on Sunday. This could be another week, John, where you win 3 out of 4 games.
Well, what's interesting that you bring
maybe
up.
Maybe you keep the streak going. They are playing well, but 3 out of 4 seems logical as heck.
It definitely
and
does.
All of a sudden, what are they, 2 games below .500 right now?
Yep.
Keep in mind, it's what? 14 and 22 you were looking at a while back.
Right.
Now you're sitting up here at 20 and 22, 13 and 22. Now you're looking at 20 and 22 with a chance this week to get it over .500. It is crazy.
No, it is crazy. It's terrific, honestly. And you know, what's interesting is about the numbers you brought up there about the offense. When we started this season, we wondered. We were like, man, Ja and Jaren, huh? Like,
remember the first few?
Yeah, like.
They're not playing. They're not even doing stuff together.
Yeah,
like, when are they gonna? Yeah, exactly.
And now you're saying what they're doing together would rank second in the NBA over the last how many games?
Over the last 20, while they're 14-6. This is essentially since Ja came back from the back contusion.
Yeah, so that is
they're 14-6.
That is to
second
me
second best offense in the league.
That is more encouraging than anything they're doing wins and losses wise. Like Jaren and Ja are playing well together. They're finally sort of finding their rhythm and that tandem. So. That's encouraging. But I will tell you this, like
Jaren was there to catch that pass. He knew to have you better have their eyes open when you're playing with Ja Morant. He caught that thing, just didn't finish it. But he had those hands up. He was ready for it.
That was
he knew it could come.
That was as much fun.
When you're playing with Ja, you gotta be ready.
That was as much fun as I've had at a Grizzlies game in I don't even know how long. Like even going back to the Grin Grind era when they were winning 50 games a year, like that was as much fun on Friday night as I've had at a Grizzlies game in a long time. And it's only because not only because, but a huge part of it's Ja, but also Dylan. And also, to an extent, Jaren, too. He didn't have his best night on Friday night. But, like, they have so many young pieces on this team, and they play such a fun brand of basketball.
That's what I'm hitting at.
Like, it's so
here's the point.
Fun to watch, man.
We said once they got the two, right? We figured it's going to be, we said, hopefully, right, it'll be exciting losing.
Yep.
Right? We talked about having the top three pick, who you want, you know, you want Wiseman, you want Webb. But what we said was, hopefully it'll be exciting. You'll be on SportsCenter a couple, two or three times a week because you're playing a brand of basketball, right,
yep.
that aesthetically will be pleasing.
Yep.
You will see the dunks, the alley-oops, and that's what we said. And so what we didn't account for, John, we're getting that part. We didn't account for this team coming together as quickly as it did. The rate of development, what I've kept sort of harping on.
That's right.
It coming together this quickly. We didn't. You're getting sort of the NBA watching. We got Windhorse saying they're must-see TV. It's crazy. But what you didn't see was this team, these players getting better at this kind of rate.
No question.
And Jaren has broken through it. You know, the
yes.
foul trouble was hurting him early on. More so his response to the foul trouble. It was sort of, you know, he'd cave in. He's broken through that now. Ja Morant feels like his powers are getting better every game. And to that point, you've got Dylan Brooks feeling like it's going to be consistent, averaging about 15, shooting 39% from three. You know, you put a DeAnthony Melton with that, you're going to have some exciting. You're going to have some exciting basketball.
Well, no, I mean, I think that's exactly right. And obviously, they have a game later today in CyFex form, 3:30 tip against the Pelicans. Who, you know, I'll be honest, you love them. You love what they are. You love what they could be.
No, they scare me. I'm going to be real with you. They scare me because of where they are, the way they're playing. And listen, there'll be some. You know, you'll have to figure out how to do it with Zion in the fold. That said. This is a team that's won 9 of its last 13.
Mm-hmm.
And if you put a force, and he's healthy, like Zion on that squad, and all of a sudden you're looking at another team like a Portland, like a San Antonio, I think that can battle you right now for that 8 spot. You know, we'll see where it goes. But I worry about that, John, in the sense, too, that, you know, if this is a team that's going to battle for an 8 seed and Zion comes back and he's phenomenal, can that mess? You've heard me ask the questions. Can that mess with sort of Ja's Rookie of the Year campaign? I don't want it to, but I got a feeling that sort of some of these ESPN folks that love Zion, all these heads, they're going to want to. Again, just like Trey last year and Luka Doncic. I think Ja's already got it sealed, but it does concern me what the Pelicans are going to look like with Zion because I think it's going to look pretty good.
No, it will look good. I mean, it should look good.
Yeah, people sleep on Ingram and Holiday.
Oh, yeah.
They got two. And Ball is playing well as well, brother.
Yeah, yeah. But, no, this is one of those games where, like, if you're the Grizzlies, you know, it's winnable at home, you know, and you can keep the thing rolling 7 straight, make it 8. You know, obviously a great, great opportunity on national television for the Memphis Grizzlies today.
How about the hustle ad and Tony Allen?
How about that? I mean, you knew it was a matter of time before he was going to get involved in some role with the Grizzlies.
Well, he needs to be involved with some role in that organization. Is he fooling with jump shots?
No, he's obviously
he
not.
He ain't developing a shot
he,
with
he,
that.
No, he's not.
Don't need their help there.
He's the defensive coordinator, for sure, for
defensive,
the
defensive developer
yes.
slash coordinator.
Yes, for the Memphis also.
I liked that bit of news.
But I will tell you, part of me
felt right.
I'll be totally honest with you. Part of me, you remember when we started this before the season began? And I looked into getting season tickets for the Grizzlies.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was just like, man,
you let us all down. You said you're
too high, a little too high. Part of me regrets it. Part of me, like, going to the game on Friday night and just seeing how much fun it has become. I mean, Ja Morant.
Well, welcome to the party, John.
Well, I mean, like, I'm just, like,
you're late.
Ja Morant is somebody who you just have to go watch in person every night.
Mm-hmm.
If he's playing, you got to be there because he's got to do something.
Before the game got his second Rookie of the Month award.
Yes.
It's like, it feels like history is happening.
Well, how
here.
Many?
You're saying, right, and he gets that. And then the other thing that added to that atmosphere, I wanted to point out, because we said beforehand, we shouted him out. We said, well, these Racer fans are saying they'll be down there. Smart move by the Grizzlies. I was in the middle of a bunch of – there was about 1,000 Racers fans. Sane wrote about it for the Maven of Sports Illustrated. 1,000 Racers fans there that the Grizzlies had gone up to the campus up there, right,
mm-hmm.
and sent one of their teams up there to recruit. Hey, come watch Ja for a weekend. I think a bunch of them are still in town for today's game. But they can – and, John, the place was crazy every time Ja did something. Those are some folks that love their their guy, Ja Morant, and they came on
yes.
that. And you get the feeling, right, at least from the ones I was talking to around me, they're going to be back. They're connected to
Agreed.
Him. It felt like, I think it's 3 hours.
Yeah, it's not too bad.
It's not too bad.
3 hours.
3 hours. You take in two games of the weekend, you're going to see a lot of them. And I'm telling you right now, it's a – Sane wrote this. Smart – you make Ja feel at home bringing home here, right?
Yep.
And if we're talking about, you know, maybe we're getting a little ahead of ourselves on if you can keep Ja for the entirety of his career.
Maybe it'll be the Murray State residence.
You want to make that man feel as comfortable as hell and that you're going to do everything in your power to make it feel like home.
All of Murray, Kentucky,
going
to stand in front of FedEx Forum before they let Ja leave.
Home away from home, man. And that's what the Grizzlies have built for him. Anyway, it was a good night down there Friday. I suspect it'll be a great great day this afternoon at 4 o'clock.
Well, I was going to ask you, How many? John Morant is a guy who, if he's playing in your city, obviously if he's at home, whatever, you have to go see him because he will do something. How many of those guys are there in the NBA, like every night?
Trey is that.
Trey Young, okay.
But unfortunately, it's not leading to winning, and so it gets harder and harder to watch.
But you're right, though. Trey Young is a guy you have to watch.
Because he'll do some stuff you haven't seen before.
Giannis? We're going to put Giannis in that category?
Of course.
Okay. LeBron still?
Of course.
Who else?
I mean, you just put in two of the biggest superstars in the league. I mean, Steph Curry's in there when healthy.
When he's healthy.
KD when healthy. Come on, Kyrie when healthy.
But Ja's in that category. Let's
separate them from young player that's must-see. It's Luka Doncic, right? Ja Morant. You can't – and with all due respect, I don't even put, like, De'Aaron Fox on this. If they're not rising to the way that I thought they would this year, is he even there? I mean, if you're talking about young guys, you know, second, third year, first year that are must-watch, there's Luka. And there's Ja, brother.
Yep. I mean, that's a special thing to be able to say. And the Grizzlies have him right here, and he's just 20
now,
years old.
Zion will be that whenever he comes, and if he's fully healthy, he will absolutely be that as well.
But, like, Ja is, like, on the Mount Rushmore of young stars in the NBA. Like, Ja's face is firmly on it, you know.
Kendrick Perkins said he should be an all-star this season. That's what I'm looking forward to talking about. I don't know if he's there yet.
Right. I think he's close.
He's close. There's so many point guards in the West. I mean, you going to keep out Westbrook?
I mean, probably not.
Does Chris Paul get the nod because of how ahead of OKC is in the standings?
Well,
they're ahead of you in the playoffs. They're seventh seed right now, I think.
Yeah, Chris Paul is playing well, but, man, John Morant is just a different breed, man. He is a different breed, and he is hell of a lot of fun to watch. There's no doubt.
Next story.
AP Top 25 is out today, and this is particularly an interesting one because everybody lost. We talked about this last week. Like, right. Everybody in the Top 25 in college basketball, except Memphis and Baylor, it felt like lost last week. Memphis, your University of Memphis Tigers, jump two spots to 20. So they are in the top 20 here. It's a big week for Memphis because they have first-place Tulsa. On Wednesday.
It feels weird.
It is weird. It is weird, but it's on the road. They did beat you there last year. It's a huge game because if Memphis wins it, I think people mostly give Memphis credibility when it comes to winning the league.
Well,
but then you really I think make it real.
Tulsa's got a home win over Houston, so you have to respect.
Yep.
Even if you don't think they're going to do anything this season, they've just now gotten over to the top 100 over at KenPom. But again, it was 63-61. Well, it was a week ago, January 11th. So you've got to go in there with some amount of respect for these guys. And you should. Frank Haith has shown that he is capable and did it again last year with Memphis. Memphis fans should know about this. This is not one you overlook with Tulsa. Typically, they get you one out of every couple of meetings. But hopefully for Memphis, you know, you sort of started to see some things get back on track from an offensive standpoint, again, with DJ Jeffries. And hopefully that continues. And I think even more important than that, because I think John Boogie's going to come around. Ryan Tyler some days is going to take it. You know, more important than that is making sure that Malcolm Dandridge that you saw in Cincy, you want to see some more of that.
Yep.
Because that makes it feels like his level of defense and activity level athleticism on that makes you a better team by leaps and bounds to me.
It does.
Activity. It leads to offense, him getting steals out in the high post. It leads to, you know, the blocks, you know, setting up fast breaks. He is a different layer to this team that can really, in terms of ceiling, him and Boogie both can take you to a different spot. So if I'm Penny Hardaway, I want to continue to see what I saw from Malco against Cincinnati.
Yeah, so a couple other notes. In the top 25, Memphis does jump up two spots to number 20. Baylor is the number one team in the country. Duke falls to number 8. They lost to Louisville at home this weekend. Rutgers basketball is ranked for the first time in 41 years, Jason. They are ranked.
Illinois is in the poll, are they not?
They are. They're number 21.
Wow.
But 41 years, man, Rutgers went without being ranked. And they are back in the top 25. I have no idea who their coach is. Do you? Is it still Eddie Jordan? I have no idea who the Rutgers basketball
coach is. It's not Eddie Jordan. That's the years I was up there covering them. Man, what a dump that place was.
It's a guy named Steve Piquiel.
Yeah, I wouldn't have got it.
I have no idea who that guy is. I've never heard of him in my entire life. He was the former coach at Stony Brook. So there you have it. Houston. Houston also cracks the top 25. They're 25th in the country today. Wichita State does fall out. They lost two straight last week. And they wanted to lose to UConn. They tried to lose to UConn on Sunday, the Sunday that Memphis played USF. So Wichita State, I don't know, man. Like, I thought they were legit. I mean, and maybe they still are, but they're having a rough go of it after they beat Memphis and Wichita. Maybe it was because Greg Marshall sold out for that when he forgot about the rest of the schedule.
I don't understand how you – I mean, I guess I do. But you go to Tulsa and lose by two, and then you go and beat up a Wichita State team by 11 on the road.
Yeah, I know. They're a weird team.
Which Houston team is it?
Yeah.
They're like top 10 in the country in offensive efficiency.
Well, and I will tell you this. I'm worried about the Houston matchups, and I'll tell you why. Because I was watching something from – I don't remember where I saw it, but I was watching somebody break down the way Houston guards.
They're 10th in offense. Now, they're 78th defensively, so that don't jump off the paper. But how are they guarding? What are they
– They double – bigs in the post.
They did that. They've been doing that under Kelvin Sampson. Yeah. Did that last year. Oh, yeah.
And so
brother.
I watched them do that against somebody, and it worried me because that's exactly what they're going to do against Memphis.
Oh, and you and are dead right. That is a great, great point. They were doing that last year in the tournament here.
Yeah.
And you're watching, and they're just not going to give up any points inside. And it's something that's Kelvin Sampson, and his teams are known for it. And so, yeah, man, you're absolutely right. I mean, they're going to be dead set on doubling up Precious and making somebody else beat
them. Because what they'll do is, like, if a big catches it in the post, like, they immediately slide over and they double the big, which what does that mean? That means that DJ, Tyler,
Boogie,
the guards are going to have to deliver.
Knock down those shots.
Because, like, it's not a guarantee. In fact, it's going to be very difficult for Precious to put up 20 and 10 like he's been doing. It's going to be very hard for him to do that. And those are two matchups that could decide whether or not you win the league.
Interesting.
You know, so I'm sure, you know, obviously Memphis has a game to prepare for, you know, against Tulsa and SMU on Saturday. But, you know, if you're thinking about Houston, you got to know they're going to guard the hell out of Precious.
Well, and keep in mind, that's a great point. And keep in mind, you know, they've opened away at Temple. Away at Tulsa. They get the win away at Wichita State, right?
Yep.
This is going to break back to where they get all these teams at home. They're going through the tough part of their schedule right now, and they're 4-1 in the AAC. So to John's point, they could be a factor, like, you know, maybe even get to a point where they're the favorite in the AAC. I still think Memphis got all the talent, right? And even to your point, you take Precious out of the game.
Yep.
There's enough talent on that perimeter that you should be able to come through in those games. But watch out for Houston. Yeah.
So,
next story.
Anyway, that's that on that. All right, we will come back. Jason Fitz is going to join us. We will talk to Jason Fitz. It's a big day for him. We'll talk to him about the Titans, about the NFL. The Super Bowl is set. Lots to get to with Fitz. He's on the other side. Jason and John, 99 FM, ESPN.
Hey, this is Gary Parrish reminding you that the Smile Center is where I go to the dentist, where my entire family goes to the dentist. It's Dr. Mady Sadeghi's place at 1941 South Germantown Road. And the reason it's great is because the folks at the Smile Center take care of you and treat you like family. You don't feel like you're going to the dentist as much as you feel like you're going to see friends. So if you're looking for a new dentist, please look no further than the Smile Center. And did you catch the new address? It's 1941 South Germantown Road. That's Dr. Mady Sadeghi's new address because he joined forces with Dr. Pat Clark's office. But don't worry, the Smile Center is going to continue to provide the same friendly, outstanding dental care you're accustomed to and will now be able to provide additional services such as sedation dentistry. And check this out. The Smile Center is now also offering an annual membership plan for people who do not have dental insurance. For just $250 a year, you're going to receive a comprehensive exam, a full head x-ray, a cavity detection x-ray, a periodic exam, and two annual cleanings. It's a value of right around $530. You can get it for just $250. So if you don't have traditional insurance, you should give the Smile Center a call at 901-309-1333 or on the web, visit them, smilecentermemphis.com.
I'm Hugh Mallory, and I'm with Sheldon Rosengarten, and we're with Mark's Bensdorf Realtors. I'm trying to find out why so many real estate agents want to sell your listings.
Hugh, very simple. First, while always making sure our sellers are well represented, always make it an easy process for other agents. And with our highly successful strategic marketing program, which sellers love, our Shellbucks option makes other agents want to sell our listings.
So you have something like a secret recipe?
For sure, you. And when someone is thinking of selling, I shock them by telling them to talk to 2 to 3 real estate brokers and make us one of them. Then they'll find out why our strategic marketing program can mean the difference in whether they sit or sell. That's why people often say, when you want the job done, call Shell Done.
Or Mallory Moves Memphis. Hugh Mallory. They can reach us at 682-1868 or memphisrelocate.com. Do it now. That's 682-1868 or memphisrelocate.com. And
go Tigers!
So are you the type of guy that wants to look put together but doesn't want to spend hours shopping? I hear you. This is why there's Stitch Fix, your personal styling service that delivers hand-picked clothes right to you. Stitch Fix is simple and convenient. Sign up in just a few minutes. Try new styles in the comfort of your own home. And there's no subscription required ever. So, isn't it time to refresh your look? Get started today at StitchFix.com. Stitch Fix, personal styling for everybody.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/joy. That's right, free, zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/joy. That's forhims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
Jason and John Guest appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness, this is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
All right, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. And as promised, he is Jason Fitz, a budding superstar over there at ESPN. He's the host of First Take, Your Take with Jason Fitz. That debuts today. He joins us now.
It's ESPN's Jason Fitz. And hear him now live with Jason and John.
Fitz, what's going on, man? I saw your montage this morning on Twitter. It was absolutely it almost brought a tear to my eye, that montage this morning.
Man, well, thanks. It's been a heck of a ride, I'll tell you that. Like, it's hard, and you guys know this as well as anybody. We all do in life. You're so worried about, like, moving forward. Sometimes, you know, it's hard for me to step back and just look at the journey. So today's a day of, you know, appreciation and thanks because, frankly, everything I've ever done in my life has been fan-supported. I would never have a career without it. So the fact that people have continued to listen wherever I've gone is it's a very humbling thing. And to think that we've gotten here, man, like, it's just – it's a little surreal to think that today, you know, you can tune into ESPN News and listen on ESPN Radio, and there's a show with my name on it that the world gets to see. So really proud of it.
You know, but when we first started you on the show weekly a few years ago, you had already made it. I mean, you were already, you know, an employee of ESPN. But it does feel like we've watched you grow up, you know, because you were the sports you were the Sports Center on Snapchat host when you started. A couple years go by, then you're on College Game Day. Now you have your own radio show on you. I mean, it really is. It's like we've watched you grow up, and we're very proud of you, Fitz.
Well, thanks, and I appreciate it. And you're right. Like, it's funny. We sat down and we started making schedules on what to do, and I started talking to affiliates all over the country. And no exaggeration, when they sat down and said, "Okay, what interviews do you want to make sure you do every single week? Like, what's important to you?" You guys were at the top of the list. Like, we've been in this journey together. So it does feel like we've been on this ride together as a family. So it's really cool to get the moment.
No doubt. All right. Speaking of rides, one is over. One is over. Pour one out. Moment of silence for your Tennessee Titans. The ride is over. Ended yesterday at the hands of Patrick Mahomes. Listen, I don't think anybody expected the Titans to go that far, to go to the AFC Championship game. My question to you, Fitz, and I don't think enough people are talking about this. Is it a fluke?
Oh, yeah, it was. Absolutely. I mean, the funny thing is, you know, I thought they would win that game. And, man, I felt like the smartest guy at Buffalo Wild Wings for a while yesterday watching it. I was like, hey, I'm going to be able to trash talk everybody about this. But ultimately, they got away from the game plan. I thought Derrick Henry should have been more involved. And, frankly, you got to be more stubborn. Doesn't matter if you're not getting it. We all know that the second half is where the Titans do get it. And because they hadn't done the game plan, I think, the right way in the early portions, they were never going to get caught up. So I just, you know, that game got away from them. And the unfortunate part of it is it was a perfect opportunity in time where they were the hot team. I don't think they're a great team. They were the hot team. And now what? Because they're going to have some big decisions to make. Are they going to make Derrick Henry the highest paid running back in the league? Somebody is. And are they going to give – I mean, I heard him say this morning that, you know, on Go Look at Wingo, the estimates are 4-year, maybe $120 million for Tannehill. I mean, you want to give him that? So
No.
I don't. So now what, you know? So, unfortunately, that's why you got to strike when you have that open window, because we all know as fans, you can go on a run. I mean, you can watch the Grizzlies go to the West Conference Final, but, like, you got to be able to do it year in and year out. It's harder to do.
Is it more about KC too? I mean, that's the one part, right? Tennessee was up 17-7. You got the best running back in the business. That's it. That's a good scenario. Houston's up 24-0. I mean, can you just – and I wonder with Garoppolo, you know, who's barely throwing, having to throw the ball, you know, can you even beat them? Can you outscore them? I just don't know that you can. Whoever.
Well, I know this. If there's any one defense that should be able to stop them, it's 49ers. My God. I mean, the thing of it is that the 49ers, the reason they have such a big advantage defensively is that they don't have to send anybody. So they can get after you with just their front four.
Yes, sir.
And when you can get after people to that level with just your front four, now all of a sudden you can actually spy Mahomes. And it was interesting because yesterday the Titans were trying to spy Mahomes. They just didn't have the team speed to do it. So, you know, on the long touchdown run, they had a linebacker in place who was supposed to be watching him. He took a bad angle, got beat to the corner. Next thing you know, you got a bunch of guys in man coverage aren't getting anything done. You know, that's a touchdown. The 49ers don't make that mistake, and they're better athletically on the defensive side. So I think the 49ers can win the Super Bowl. So, you know, as good as the Chiefs are offensively and as impressed as I was with their ability to shut down Derrick Henry, I mean, this 49ers defense, I don't know why we're not talking about them the same way we've talked about Ravens defenses in the past. And, you know, we fall in love with certain defensive brands. The 49ers should be at the top of that list.
How are we feeling about Aaron Rodgers today?
You know, kind of about the same I felt all year. And y'all know I just never really bought in this year. And, you know, I don't think that they were a great football team. I know they won a lot of games, but Aaron Rodgers didn't look particularly good most of the year. And I don't think Matt LaFleur is a great head coach. I mean, I've said it before. Did we watch some meteoric rise? The Titans' offense this year has been better than it has in years. And guess who's not running it? Matt LaFleur. So, you know, I'm not sure they've got the offensive coordinator that they think they do, or the head coach that they think they do, based on the offensive coordinating work he did. So, you know, I think it's a combination of, you know, if Rodgers is on the decline, they're going to have to get him better weapons. And that's the one thing you can look across the board at our Super Bowl matchup. You've got one team that has invested heavily in offensive weapons and one team that's invested heavily in defensive weapons. They just beat a team that invested in a quarterback, and that's it.
Is it because of the 46? I'm with you, and I was going back through the schedule of the 49ers, wondering why we don't talk more about this defense, which has and is certainly playing dominant. Is it because of that Saints game where they give up the 46? And I know that was there, but you wonder if one of the best defenses ever can give up 46. That said, I'm with you; they're an elite defense. But to the question you asked, I wonder if that's the reason we don't talk about them and beat the elites.
I just think we only want to buy into teams that have elite quarterbacks. That's what we want to buy into. So when you have a big branded quarterback, all of a sudden you get benefit of the doubt. You know, if it was anybody other than Jimmy G, I mean, there should be a credit to the fact that you just won. I mean, you just clobbered a team and your quarterback threw 8 times. Come on now. But we don't look at it that way. And, yeah, I think part of it is that they gave up a bunch of points. But the other side of it, I would argue all day, every day, is we should be looking at absolutely – you know, what they've been able to do as far as limiting people and getting after the quarterback. Because we as a society love to only judge defensive players on their sack numbers. And frankly, if that's all we're going to care about, man, the 49ers do that as well as anybody. So I'm not sure what we need to see to buy in. And it's all a brand bias, I think, against Jimmy G.
Yeah, we are, of course, talking to Jason Fitz. He's the host of First Take Your Take with Jason Fitz on ESPN Radio and ESPN News. I'm sure you saw the picture, Fitz, because I saw the picture, Fitz. It was at the fights over the weekend in Vegas. Mark Davis and a certain quarterback named Tom Brady looked like they were sharing a laugh, maybe talking contract terms. I don't know. What do you think? I mean, is there anything to read into that picture? I mean, Tom Brady looks really good in the leather, you know, in the black leather. I thought he looked great. Is there anything to read into that picture?
No, I think any NFL owner is going to walk up and talk to him.
Absolutely.
We're just desperate to make the connection, you know. And ultimately, let me ask you this. If I'm Tom Brady, and even if you want to buy that, he's just desperate to go somewhere else. If he goes somewhere else, he's going to go somewhere else where he can immediately have more success than Belichick. That's the only way he leaves. You want to tell me the right situation for that is Vegas with the Raiders? I mean,
yeah.
A team that's relocating into a new area with it just doesn't feel like it. Like, who's he throwing the ball to? So, you know, I mean, it's a hard sales pitch for me to see. If I'm Brady, you know, there are a bunch of teams on the list that I would take before the Raiders because I want to go somewhere where I can have immediate success at a Super Bowl level.
Darren Waller would be the answer, by the way. I mean, he'd get a great tight end back. You know.
Well, that's about all they get is a great tight end.
I'm just going to say, that's
Jacobs,
about Tyrell Williams and Hunter Renfro. No, are you really going to do that?
Julian Edelman light. You know, so it could very much start to feel like
in
New
terms
England.
Of the other teams, Fitzy, is San Diego at the top of the list? That seems to be the one everybody's buzzing about, especially with Philip Rivers, obviously moving down to Florida. They're trying to tie him together.
Well, and I've heard some people already say the Titans, too. Let's remember, John Robinson did work for that organization. Yeah. Vrabel knows him. Vrabel. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, do you
does
do
one look better to you, Fitz? If there's one outside the Pats that you say is at the top of – should be at the top of Brady's list, what would it be?
Oh, man, that's a tough – I think the Titans would be a better situation than any of those, but I still don't love mm-hmm. any of them. I think that's why he's coming back.
Exactly.
You know,
unless
the Dolphins make some massive pitch to him that he wants to stay in the East and they get a whole influx of talent. But I think it's a huge jump. And let's remember, as talented as we keep saying the Chargers are, they won 5 games last year. Come on.
Right. That line had 5 problems. Games. That line had problems all year long.
I agree with that. Have you fallen in love with Ja Morant yet, Fitz?
Oh, my God, hasn't the country? And we talked about it when he was drafted. Come on. There were some people that thought he could have a longer, better career, and people laughed at it, you know, because Zion's who we're infatuated with. But, man, the highlight reel for Ja is just – it's amazing. It's incredible. It's beyond what you ever could have expected. And he is a human highlight reel that will make the Grizzlies relevant for the next 7 years. The question is, can they build enough pieces around him during that time to make sure that they don't get Anthony Davis?
Yeah, I mean, that would be the goal.
Was that Conor McGregor fight fixed, Fitzy? Was Cerrone there to take the beating?
I don't think it was a fix. I don't think it was a fix. I just think it's a reminder that these UFC guys are fighting at an alarming clip, and I'm not sure they're always ready for it. They're just fighting for where the cash comes, not for when their bodies are ready for the fight. This isn't the first time Cerrone's taken a fight before he was possibly physically in the right shape to do it. And he got his butt whooped because of it. So, you know, that's the biggest fault to the UFC to me is that they're churning and burning fights rather than worrying about being the best fight. They're just getting paydays.
Yeah, that was a mess to set their guy up.
Hey, Fitz, man, we won't keep you anymore. Best of luck today on the show, man. We'll be watching. We'll be listening, man. Thank you for the time, as always.
Thank you, brother.
Love you all. Appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
He is Jason Fitz. He's going to be, of course, the host, First Take Your Take with Jason Fitz. That fight was certainly something. I was talking to a buddy last night or yesterday who was like, I just can't believe – what do you mean you can't believe it? Do you think Conor McGregor is going to come back for his first fight in 2 years and they're going to actually have him against Khabib or somebody like legitimate? No, they're going to have him against this old dude. He's at the end of the line.
Which allowed him to what? Fight it away at the heaviest weight he's been at, which meant he didn't have to go through a ton of training or cut weight or anything like that. It was perfect. So Conor could ease his way back in and dominate the fight. It was the perfect opponent.
I mean, let's not
and now this
here.
Sets up the big one.
Yes, UFC needs Conor McGregor good. They need him winning fights. They don't need him losing fights. They need him winning fights because he's a name. He's one of the few names they have. Like the average casual MMA fan does not know who Khabib is or even Nate Diaz. Like they don't know who those people are. They know who Conor McGregor is. So they need him.
Who
winning.
Was the other dude in the robe? That's who he doesn't want to see. Talker dude.
I don't know.
You got to help me.
Well, I can. I don't know.
It starts with an M. Masvidal or something weird like that. You know what I'm talking about? He's wearing like a Versace robe. What are you talking about? He's the baddest MF-er. He's got the belt.
I don't know his name.
You don't watch this stuff.
I don't watch this. I'm a casual fan.
But you were watching that night.
Yeah, because Conor. Because Conor McGregor was fighting. That's the point I'm trying to make here. I don't care if, you know, if it's not Conor McGregor, I'm at my buddy's watch party. You know what I mean? Like, that's what I did on Saturday night. I went to a watch party this fight because I was like, oh, man, Conor, he's great television. He's great to watch. Like, he's going to do something. He's going to say something, you know? I mean, waste this guy in 40 seconds.
This dude.
Okay, yeah, you're showing me.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
he's been on a bunch.
He's got the belt.
He's like
he's
one of the best talkers. He's right. He's better than Conor.
Yes.
And you will say this is who he does not want to see because this ain't just talk with this brother.
Yeah.
Whew.
But again, I don't know his name.
Is it Masvidal?
Yes, the Masvidal. That's it's close to that. I'm close to it. Whatever I've said. He is the baddest MF-er. He had the belt that night. And he had like a Versace robe on it.
See, this is the point I'm trying to make. He's apparently.
I'm with you, though, John.
You're telling
I'm
me he's the
it.
Best in the world, and you don't even know his name.
Masvidal. I said it when we did it. I said, I think that's it. I literally brought it to you, said it starts with an M, and it's Masvidal.
to your point, though, I follow.
I don't watch it. I
follow what you're saying, though. As far as brands go, you're right. UFC is holding on to figure out who's going to be the face of this thing.
And so his first fight was never going to be against Masvidal. Like, his first fight was not going to, you know, he was going to be, Cowboy.
Cowboy gets his. Older dude,
40 years old, you know,
a bum.
might as well roll Ken Shamrock out there.
No, really, it's going to be a disservice because I'm telling you right now, it won't do Conor any good. And yes, maybe his training is better, Johnny. Actually, cuts down, but I'm telling you right now, he's going to overthink how how back he is. You understand what I'm saying?
Maybe so. Yeah, maybe that is a byproduct of you know that very
a walk into one
that sense of a fight. I mean, but that was a bloodbath. I mean, that dude was in the ring for 40 seconds, and he looked like he was in it for 15.
Well, even the undercards weren't all that. Like, Holly Holm was the...
That was a terrible fight.
Like, what the hell?
That was one of the most boring fights I've ever seen.
Like, what? This is awful.
Yeah, no, it was not a great pay-per-view in the main event.
No.
I don't have a problem.
He's had a shorter fight, too, 14 seconds, I think.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with quick finishes. I think quick finishes are fun, right?
Yeah, it can be, yeah.
You pay all that... You didn't buy it, clearly.
No, I did not buy it.
That's what I'm saying. You buy it, you got a prior to that.
You have to have a 15-minute fight. Fight though,
yeah.
You know, do you? I mean,
I don't necessarily need three rounds, but I want my money's worth. I would have been disappointed if I'd paid the money. If it was my house, everybody was at, and I paid the money,
right?
I'd been disappointed at that time.
Well, let me ask you this:
disappointed in Cerrone for falling. Like, I mean, he was not even interested in taking more of a beating.
No, you're right. Let me ask you this though: were you not disappointed with the Mayweather Pacquiao fight? I mean, that lasted a long time. That was hard to watch.
Yeah, well, Mayweather's fights do that because he's not going to knock you out. And you know what you're getting into. If you're for Mayweather, you're buying into perfection, right? To see it either end or continue.
Technique.
Right? Not so much for how aesthetic it, you know, aesthetically pleasing the boxing is. He's defensive. He's not going to knock you out either. He's got those little soft hands.
Yeah.
So you know what you're getting.
But anyway, Conor's back.
He's back, though.
He disposed of Cowboy in 40 seconds.
He's going to get disposed of.
That was something.
Against a real one.
We will come back. Jason and John, he's running fifth.
It's the Jeff Calkins Show.
Someone else tweeted this morning, there is no comp for Ja Morant. He is a lightning bolt. The comp, not to humans. They go to physical forces.
Morant into the front court. Oh. Behind the back dribble. Drops for Jackson.
Oh!
A left-handed hammer on Ja Morant.
Natural phenomena.
The Jeff Calkins Show. Weekdays 9 a.m. till 11 a.m. This is 92.9 FM ESPN. All the names, all the games. Memphis' sports station.
Hey, this is John Martin. I'm back to tell you about my favorite spot in Memphis, the Blue Monkey. In case you've forgotten, and you shouldn't forget, they have great burgers, some of the best in Memphis, especially the barbecue bacon burger with black Angus meat topped with melted cheddar cheese, crisp bacon, and tangy barbecue sauce. And also, don't forget Steak Night every Tuesday at the downtown location and Thursday at the Midtown location. They offer a 7 or 10-ounce filet or 12-ounce and 16-ounce prime rib that is slow roasted and just plain awesome. On Steak Night, they also feature a choice of salad and a side. They got house-made ranch dressing and the twice-baked potato. I recommend both. They got two locations, 513 South Front Street downtown and 2012 Madison Avenue in Midtown. And find them on the web at BlueMonkeyMemphis.com.
Live team trivia and karaoke every Wednesday and Thursday. Bring a team and win some green. Plus live music at the Blue Monkey in Midtown on Friday night, Avondale on Saturday, Relentless Breeze.
You've got a car to sell, so you start thinking, what, this is going to be fun? Ha! You're really thinking, what a pain. It's going to take forever. I'm going to have to haggle with dealers or handle everything myself.
It doesn't have to be that way. GiveMeTheVIN.com is a much better way to go. Hi, I'm John Clay Wolf, and working with my company, GiveMeTheVIN.com is simple, fast, and I guarantee you more money for your car. Stop placing your own ads. Stop letting dealerships rob your trade-in and quit wasting time standing around at CarMax. Go to GiveMeTheVIN.com and give it a try. Just punch in your VIN number or plate number, post a few pics, and presto, you get an offer for your vehicle within seconds, and I give you more money guaranteed, or I send you a check for $100. This is smart, new, easy way to sell your vehicle for more money, and we'll come pick it up at your house or office. Take a couple of minutes and go to GiveMeTheVIN.com now.
Sell us your car. GiveMeTheVIN.com. So easy you can do it in your
At AT&T, we believe that access to affordable home internet brings you incredible opportunities. You can enjoy the power to explore a digital world of possibilities and connect with family, friends, and the things that matter most. That's why there's access from AT&T. If a member of your household is a SNAP participant, you may qualify for home internet at a discounted rate of $10 a month or less. No commitment, no deposit, no installation fee. Plus, get an in-home Wi-Fi gateway included at no extra cost. Call 1-855-220-5211 or visit att.com/access now to learn more.
SNAP refers to the Federal Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. Pricing excludes taxes and fees. Includes 1 terabyte of data per month. Data overage charges apply. For details about data allowance, go to att.com/internet-usage. Geographic and service restrictions apply.
If you thought attending college while holding down a job was out of the question, CBU's College of Adult Professional Studies can help you make it work. We offer flexible 8-week courses to fit your busy work schedule and budget. And CBU has options to count work experience toward your degree, which saves you money. Contact us today at 901-321-3291 or visit cbu.edu/CAPS. That's cbu.edu/CAPS or 901-321-3291. Work on your degree while you work.
In general, I'm a win-win guy. When I have to spend hours searching for the right part, it's lose-lose. It's time lost for me and lost time for my crew. That's why I order from Grainger. With product experts that have the answers to my toughest questions, an easy-to-use website to help me find the right product quickly, I can rely on Grainger to make getting supplies for my business as simple and seamless as possible. When it comes to getting things done, it's a win-win when Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by to see for yourself. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Enter the Rocket Mortgage Super Bowl Square Sweepstakes. We're giving away $50,000 every score change, touchdowns, field goals, even extra points. 50 G's. Plus, two grand prize winners will win $500,000 that could be used toward their dream home. Enter for free at RocketMortgageSquares.com. Rocket Mortgage, official mortgage sponsor of Super Bowl 54.
No purchase necessary. 18 years or older, except Alabama, Nebraska, and Mississippi. Ends January 30th. Licensed all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. The NFL is not sponsored promotion in any way.
Jason and John Guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis's sports station 92.9 FM ESPN.
Think that when an investor says they want to buy your crib and I'm going to do it with cash, that the offer is not going to be a good one. Well, that is not the case with the investor that the Live Love Memphis team is working with. So you might be thinking about listing your home and you may want, let's just put a number out there, $180,000 for it. Well, the chances are your offer from the investor would most likely be in the $175,000 range. And that's all without the hassle of having to get it ready to go on the market, the expense of needed repairs, appraisal, closing costs, assistance. If you've ever had to list a home, you know exactly what I'm talking about. So you could actually be making more from your home with the investor offer without all the hassle.
Yep. So if you're thinking of selling your home that's not yet on the market in Shelby County or in DeSoto, maybe you're not thinking about it. Maybe we're putting it on your mind right now. Maybe you just want to know the number. They'd love to hear from you. All you've got to do is send your address. It's a really cool deal. And an email to investor at livelovememphis.com. Really easy deal, too. And that team at Live Love Memphis is going to do a free analysis. Don't worry about it. If you're worried about them hassling you to sell, stop worrying. They're not going to do that to you. The Live Love Memphis group is simply going to tell you what the investor will pay for your home. And it's up to you to decide what you do from there. Like I said, you could just sit on the knowledge. And as we know, knowledge is power. So much cash you could get for your home today by emailing your home address to investor at livelovememphis.com. One more time, more clearly, investor at livelovememphis.com.
Jason.
Yes, sir.
May I interest you in a new member of the American Athletic Conference?
Oh, we looked at this a few months ago when we found out UConn was losing, and we said, yeah, it doesn't look like there's much out there, but that you're going to make a push at a – you ask the Boise States of the world, and you see what's up, and then you, maybe the best thing for you right now is you just eat up UConn's money and roll on.
Right. So there is
yes, we talked about that.
There is potentially a rift forming, maybe a ripple that is forming potentially in college athletics. It happened Friday, so I don't think really anybody was I don't think anybody was paying attention. It was like one of what they call a Friday news dump. Just take a couple steps back, because it could be huge for Memphis. It could be huge for the league that Memphis is in. But at any rate, Boise State is in the Mountain West, as you know. Mountain West just agreed just announced a new television deal.
How they doing on that?
I'm about to tell you. 6 years, $270 million. I think the American got 8 years, $1 billion. I mean, just to put it in perspective, I mean,
man,
that's a huge difference. So even among the Power Five and the Group of Five, there is a even wider gap from the group of five, right? The AAC's at the top of the group of five, and then everybody else below, Conference USA and Mountain West. Like, it pales. It pales in comparison. Well, Boise State, as you might imagine, hates this deal. Like, they think it's nothing. And by the way, there are conditions and provisions with Boise State in that conference that says we eat first, basically.
Oh, well, they should.
Yeah, we eat first. Well, I mean, we get the most.
I'll put it this way. They can do that. Little else in there that you want to pay attention to.
Yeah, and it should be noted as well that the Mountain West permits Boise State to broker its own television contracts. So they can go out and they can get their own television. So it's a pretty weird, odd deal that Boise State has with the Mountain West. And on Friday, Boise State released a statement basically voicing their displeasure with the contract. And I'll just read snippets of it. The new television agreement brings many benefits to the Mountain West, and we're looking forward to a new relationship with CBS and Fox. When the league set out to negotiate a new television deal, it was looking for three things, yada, yada, yada. It goes on, talks about their history. And at the end of the statement, the Mountain West stated, this was the last time our deal would be negotiated separately. However, Boise State's decision to join the conference was predicated on a number of negotiated provisions, including the right to separately negotiate material terms of media rights relating to our home games. This is stated in our conference agreement and cannot be changed by any vote of the membership or conflicting agreement. We will not support any change to this provision and are in the process of weighing our options to move forward. And so people have taken this to potentially mean that Boise State's they want out. Like, they want out of the Mountain West, and they could be a free agent in college football, and they could be looking to join a new conference. Obviously, as you know, the American just pour one out. You hate to see it. They just lost UConn.
Right.
They just lost UConn. So they could go back to divisions with the addition of Boise
State.
That's
attractive. Boise State's certainly attractive.
Oh, Boise State would be amazing.
Football brand, not
amazing.
Well, of course, that part. I'm talking about bringing back the divisions and having that part as part of it, sort of evening you out. Yes, of course, the Boise State brand, what it represents from a football state, it immediately increases your brand your footprint as a brand in football from the AAC. Now, you're already best thing outside the Power Five.
Yep.
It doesn't change you. Then all of a sudden make you a Power Five conference. And what you've got to ask yourself, if you are the folks in the AAC, is it worth it? I would think that it is, right? Boise State would give you a level of credibility that would take it even higher.
Yeah.
And no, again, to my point, you're not going to be Power Five, and they're not going to consider you that.
Right.
But, John, just think about that spot.
Man.
That New Year's that thing's locked down in the AAC for
always,
the rest of time.
Always.
Between UCF, Memphis, Boise, Houston, if they ever get it back right. You know,
SMU, maybe.
SMU, maybe. You'd have it locked down forever and really can just make it your spot. Hell, you may as well make a deal.
Exactly.
That's the best AAC team that comes through here. You know what I'm saying? That said, yeah, I think it's probably an absolute no-brainer. You'd do it if you were the AAC.
But what about if you're Boise?
That's what I wonder.
It's like, but if you don't,
because they have absolute power.
They do
in the conference that they're in.
They
and
do.
I there's part of me that one. This is just a leverage play that they want more power and more money out of that deal, saying that we should get more of it. So I'd be worried that they're just leveraging their own. They're the biggest fish in that pool, and they're always going to have their way.
Politically.
Like, do you mess with that?
Would it be a fit in the AAC?
How much did you say is the total deal?
270 over six.
Because it was 999 million to your 1 billion for
yeah.
the. So 270 over six.
Yep.
They're getting peanuts over there.
Getting peanuts.
That's compared to the AAC.
Yes.
Not compared to the Power Five.
Yeah. I mean.
So I'm looking at it from their standpoint.
Yes.
Again, going back to them. It's peanuts, John.
It is.
So, yes, you control most of the peanuts there. But, again, you're going from peanuts to at least a dollar
in
the AAC.
I think where Boise State has gotten sideways here is that they had the agreement that they could seek their own media deal, and apparently this kind of flies in the face of that. I don't know what happened or what went wrong, but apparently that was something that was a provision of them joining the Mountain West was that they would be able to negotiate their own. So they weren't subjected to, you know, peanuts, like you said. They could get their own stuff. I don't think that the other members of the AAC, Memphis, Houston, Cincinnati, SMU, I don't know how thrilled they would be.
I think they'd be thrilled.
You think they would?
I think you'd share your part of the pie with them. You'd share your pie with those guys.
Because of
what it brings from a football standpoint. I was just looking at basketball. I mean, they're up and down there.
Basketball doesn't really do much.
What it adds to you in basketball is really just another squad. Like, you're not talking about one that's going to be top three. Now, they've had some decent years, so maybe they're competing.
Yep.
And maybe they're better than a Temple or so. You know what I mean? Maybe they're better. Maybe they're right there.
Yep.
That said, I think the football playing member, I think you'd absolutely do it. to get Boise State in there, because again, it almost lock it up
right.
in terms of being a, you know, that representative that's going to get that New Year's Six Bowl, at least right now with the way things currently constructed.
Yeah, there was some tweet.
You don't think they do it? Why? Because you fear them, or because you don't want to give them part of your pie, which
exactly.
is fundamentally why anyone would
invite you. Because Boise State, we know how Boise State, we know how they're going to act. They're going to act like they're God's gift to the American Athletic Conference.
We can't do that coming in. It changes up. Like that's really what UConn did the entire time,
right.
even with its sad football program, just treated you like, you know, acted like it's better than this in a way, or, you know. But from a donor standpoint, they lost the relationships and those rivalries. Donors don't want to give any more. They had to do what they did. Dude, I'm on the other side of it. I think you would welcome them because of what they bring. They're a value.
Yeah,
and I imagine those tires got kicked when UConn was leaving, brother. I know the AAC looked into that, and I imagine they didn't get much, you know, they didn't get much traction then.
Right.
So you don't look unless you're interested. And,
yep.
and Boise State represents a brand of significant value.
Well, they'd be, you know, that obviously it would bring divisions back. So I think that would be a positive thing for the league, you know. And
think about all Oresco does. Talk to him about this. Go around trying to get love for the AAC, trying to get more respect for the AAC. Helps his job, because this is a more respect thing. Would automatically draw it. Adding them to your football brand that's already. We clearly the best thing outside the Power Five. It cement that and cement it in a way where nobody's going to touch you, at least, again, outside the Power Five. I jump on it if I'm the AAC, but, again, you wonder what Boise's intentions are here. Is this just a leverage play, or they really, you know, are they pissed off enough to move?
Right. I think you're right. I ultimately do believe that it's probably more of a leverage play on their part.
At least for right now.
Than it is, like, let's think about moving to the AAC. But
something to keep an eye on, though.
But it would be first of all, it would help the AAC's negotiating, right? Because I believe, if I'm not mistaken, they came back to the table after UConn left, because the deal is going to change a little bit, especially mm-hmm. on the basketball side. But this would actually, you would actually get more money. You actually get more money from ESPN as a result of having Boise State.
Where do we say yearly each school is? Right about, is it seven? Is it
seven, eight?
Eight,
with this current deal,
between seven and eight. Okay. And you're coming from between two and three.
Correct.
A significant
impact. A huge jump. I mean, still, again, when you compare it to the SEC and Big Ten.
Well, it sounds like that 7-8 would still represent, and that would go down a little bit.
It would go down.
Maybe you renegotiate the deal, and it goes up.
Well, it's going to go down from 7-8 a little. You have to think right now, because of UConn leaving, but probably not much. I don't think it goes from $1 billion to, you know, $700 million, right? I think it goes from $1 billion maybe to $990 million, something. I don't know. But yes, I think you're exactly right. You're happy to, because they do add value. So they could take you from $1 billion to $1.2 billion or $1.3 billion. Like Boise State is a brand, you know, and they're gonna be relevant in the conference every year. They're gonna have a chance to play in that New Year's Six Bowl every year. You know, so I do think for that reason,
you gotta get ESPN to give you enough that when you split it,
right,
it's still more.
I don't
once
think
you bring
the coaches would love it, because it makes the league that much harder. You know, but I think everybody can appreciate sort of the big picture view, which is just more respect for the league, which it doesn't get enough of.
It's cemented. Forget that. Like we just said, it's Oresco's entire job. 7 days a week is going out trying to clamor for more respect for the league.
Yep.
That's what cemented. Yeah. All you'd need to say, we're best thing outside the Power Five. Who's going to make a case that you aren't?
Exactly.
Especially once you've got Boise State in.
Exactly.
You can't.
Exactly right. So, anyway, that's the latest on Friday night. Does it mean Boise State's joining the American? No, it doesn't. But they're at least going to weigh their options. You know,
if I'm the MWC, you can't mess with them, right? They're all you got.
You can't lose. You're exactly right. You cannot lose
them. It's your anchor.
Yes.
Right? So you're going to eventually give them what they want, which is why I go back to, you feel like this is, you know, from the outside looking in, this is probably more leverage play, at least right now,
right,
to see how much more pull they can get out of this thing.
Yeah. So anyway, interesting news on Friday night. We will come back. Kendrick Perkins is going to join us at 1:25. We'll talk to him about the NBA and more. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis at America's very best. This is WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
This is Gary Parrish from the Gary Parrish Show, reminding you that if you're a vodka drinker, make sure you're drinking New Amsterdam Vodka. It's a premium 80-proof vodka made from the finest quality grains. It's 5 times distilled for unparalleled smoothness, filtered 3 times to create a soft finish. As you surely know by now, it's so smooth, you can drink it straight. And yes, it really is what I buy when I'm time inside the liquor store, and that's because it's a quality vodka that's reasonably priced. Do you know how silly it is to pay nearly twice as much for another bottle when New Amsterdam is awesome and available? It's super silly, so don't do that. Just grab a bottle or a case of New Amsterdam Vodka, which is the fastest-growing brand of vodka in the United States of America. If you're into flavored vodkas, New Amsterdam offers a variety. And check this out. New Amsterdam now also has a gluten-free vodka. So if you're on a gluten-free diet, either by choice or necessity, that's the vodka for you. Please ask for it by name when you're in a bar, in a restaurant, or in a liquor store. It's New Amsterdam Vodka. Pour your soul out. On the web, NewAmsterdamSpirits.com. That's NewAmsterdamSpirits.com.
As we steam towards the new year, ATC Fitness is here to tell you that we're on your side when it comes to reaching your goals. We offer you the best fitness in the Mid-South. If you need a membership just to work out, or you want a membership to stay and take advantage of our tanning and newly added hydro lounges, we have the plan for you. We also partner with great programs such as Silver Sneakers or Silver and Fit, just to name a couple. So make sure you stop by and take advantage of everything we have to offer. ATC Fitness, the locally owned fitness center with the best value and the best equipment in the Mid-South. ATC Fitness, exercise your right to look good.
This is Gary Parrish. The Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar is a great place right next to the University of Memphis campus on the Highland Strip. And if you have an event, a birthday party, a wedding party, a graduation party, any kind of party, book some space at the Bluff. You can rent out any part of the Bluff, the front to the back to the mezzanine, and the place is big enough to accommodate six.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.